Dan, do you see yourself kind of coming in as a third round back, coming out of the backfield, running on occasionally?
Right. I think coming in, I just see myself as a player just looking for an opportunity to play the game. Any position that they need me in, I'll be more than willing and enthusiastic to do it.
Shane, how would you describe yourself as a running back?
I always take pride in myself in being able to do all things that are called on of a running back, catching the ball, pass protection, running the ball. Anything that is called on me to do, I always take pride in doing that to the best of my ability and being good at all three phases.
Shane, if there was an area that you felt you had to improve the most in, what would it be?
I think the area that I most need to improve in is my pass technique, pass protection technique, excuse me.
What do you think it's going to take for you to get to that level? Because one of the most important things for a third down back is pass protection blocking.
Correct. I think just with the coaching that I'll receive in New England and with the talent that I'll be surrounded by, I think I'll come along.
Shane, are you familiar with Kevin Faulk and his career?
Yes, I am. I'm somewhat familiar. Yeah.
What have you been able to see in his game? A lot of people, at least before we came on with you, a lot of people said, you know, his game has a lot of the similar earmarks that Kevin Faulk does.
What I remember from watching Kevin Faulk play from when I was younger, just that he's a back who did everything. I mean, they used him out of the backfield line screens, I believe. And I believe he was an every down back. He did a lot of things well. I mean, that's all I can really say. I know he was a very, very talented and successful running back.
Shane, do you have any history on special teams?
Yes, I do.
Tell us what you did.
I've done punt returns. I've done kickoff returns. Those are the two main things that I did, but I've also been a gunner on punt, and I've ran down on kickoffs once or twice.
Shane, does it excite you as a running back to come to a team that has such a great passing attack, because teams have to remain so focused on that it could give you opportunities? That kind of excite you, play with a quarterback like Tom Brady?
There's so many things about the New England Patriots that excite me about it. To pinpoint one thing, you know, wouldn't do justice to the other things. I'm excited for this opportunity. I'm excited to get there and to get rolling.
Where were you when you got the phone call from the Patriots that they were picking you?
I was at home with two of my friends and my family.
Where is home?
Home is in Valencia, California, Southern California.
Did you have any sort of contact with them pre-draft? Did you work out or private workout visit, anything like that?
Right. I met with them at the Combine, and then I did have a workout here in California with the Patriots. But other than that, that's all the contact that I had with them.
Was that with Ivan Fears?
No, it was not. It was Nick Caserio, the player personnel.
Shane, can you tell us about your internship last summer, what you did?
Oh, yeah. I worked for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. And what I did, I just wanted to learn the ins and outs of the media, of media, I guess, of sports media, because that's always been one of my things that I've been passionate about and one of my goals. And I just wanted to learn all the background thing and all the work that goes into putting a sports show together.
Shane, can you see a career as a broadcaster when you retire?
I hope so. That's one of my goals, yeah.
What do you do other than play football, Shane?
Other than football, I really just like to relax, have a good time with my friends, I don't know, play some video games. Nothing too exciting.
What's your favorite video game?
Right now, my favorite video game is NBA 2K11 and Call of Duty.
Are you going to make yourself in Madden tonight and put yourself in a Patriots uniform?
I haven't really thought about it, but that might happen, yeah.
Did you vote for Danny Woodhead in the Madden Cover Challenge?
Oh, I didn't vote for anybody on the challenge.
Have you played Mortal Kombat? Come on, that's the big game right now.
Yeah, that's one. I haven't played that actually recently, but I do enjoy playing that game too.
Do you understand what this has done for your Twitter account? I looked at it a little while ago. You're around 500. Now you're over 1,000. This is a real big special night for you.
Yeah, anytime I can get over 1,000 on Twitter, I'm pretty excited.
You better get out there and say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
Back to football a little bit. What kind of offense did they run at Cal? Was it kind of a pro style?
Yeah, it was a very pro style offense. I mean, a lot of the things that we did at Cal is replicated in the NFL. I'm sure the terminology is different, but I think a lot of the things that we did are also, you know, like I said, duplicated in the NFL.
How much did you learn from Javid Best, and do you see any similarities between your game and his?
We learned so much from each other, I think, and that was the biggest thing for us. I think we're very similar. I mean, two steps faster than I am. But, I mean, our game is very similar. I don't see many things that are different about the way that we play.
Are you related to Ben Vereen?
He is my dad's cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shane.
Congratulations. Thank you.